"And is this all you've got?" said Maledict. "Don't you have a little something put by?"
"Are you saying I'm dishonest?" said the corporal hotly.
"Let's say I'm open to the idea that you might not be," said the vampire. "Come on, corporal, you said we're the last to go. What are you saving up? What have you got?"
The corporal sighed and swung with surprising speed over to a door which he unlocked.
"You'd better come and look," he said, "but it's not good."
It was worse. They found a few more breastplates, but one was sliced in half and the other was one big dent. A shield was in two pieces too. There were bent swords and crushed helmets, battered hats and torn shirts.
"I done what I can," sighed the corporal. "I hammered stuff out and washed out the clothes, but it's been weeks since I had any coal for the forge, and you can't do nothing about swords without a forge. It's been months since I got any new weapons, and let me tell you, since the dwarfs buggered off, the steel we've been getting is crap anyway." He rubbed his nose. "I know you think quartermasters are a thieving bunch, and I won't say we might not skim a bit off the top when things are going well, but this stuff? A beetle couldn't make a living off this." He sniffed again. "I ain't been paid in 3 months, neither. I guess one tenth of nothing is not as bad as nothing, but I was never that good at philosophy."
Then he brightened up.
"Got plenty to eat, at least," he said. "If you like horse, that is. Personally, I prefer rat, but there's no accounting for taste."
"You can't eat a horse," said Shufti.
"Are you be a rat man?" said the corporal, leading the way out into the big room.
"No."
"You'll learn to be one. You'll all learn," said the little one-tenth corporal with an evil grin. "Ever eaten scubbo? No? Nothing like a bowl of scubbo when you're hungry. You can put anything in scubbo. Pork, beef, mutton, rabbit, chicken, duck, anything. Even rats if you got 'em. It's food for the marching man, scubbo. Got some on the boil out there right now. You can have some of that if you like."
The squad brightened up.
"Sounds good," said Igor. "What's in it?"
"Boiling water," said the corporal. "It's what we call blind scubbo. But there's going to be old horse in a minute unless you've got something better. Could do with some seasonings at least. Who's looking after the Rupert?"
They looked at one another. The corporal sighed.
"The officer," he explained. "They're all called Rupert or Rodney or Tristram or something. They get better grub than you do. You could try scrounging something at the inn."
"Scrounge?" said Polly. The old man rolled his one eye.
"Yes, scrounge. Scrounge, nick, have a lend of, borrow, thieve, lift, acquire, purloin. That's what you'll learn if you're going to survive this war, which they say we're winning, of course. Always remember that."
He spat vaguely in the direction of the fire, possibly missing the cooking pot only by accident.
"Yeah, and all the lads I see coming back down the road walking hand in hand with death, they probably overdid the celebrating, eh? So easy to take your hand right off if you open a bottle of champagne the wrong way, eh? I see you've got an eagle with you, you lucky devils. Wish we'd had one when I went off to battle. I wouldn't be kept awake by woodworm if we had."
"We have to steal our food?" said Maledict.
"No, you can starve if that takes your fancy," said the corporal. "I've starved a few times. There's no future in it. Ate a man's leg when we were snowed up in the Ibblestarn campaign, but fair's fair. He ate mine."
He looked at their faces.
"Well, it's not on, is it? Eating your own leg. You'd probably go blind."
"You swap legs?" said Polly, horrified.
"Yep. Me and Sergeant Ausgerda. It was his idea. Sensible man, the sergeant. That kept us alive for the week, and by then the relief got through. We were certainly relieved about that. Oh, dear. Where's my manners? How do you do, lads? My name's Corporal Scallop. They call me Three Parts."
He held out his hook.
"But that's cannibalism,"
said Tonka, backing away.
"No, it's not. Not officially. Not unless you eat a whole person," said Three Parts Scallop levelly. "Military rules."
All eyes turned to the big pot bubbling on the fire.
"Horse," said Scallop. "I ain't got nothing but horse. I told you. I wouldn't lie to you, boys. Now kit yourselves up with the best you can find. What's your name, stone man?"
"Carborundum," said the troll.
"Got a wee bit of decent snacking anthracite saved about the back, then, and some official red paint for you, because I never met a troll yet that wanted to wear a jacket. The rest of you, mark what I'm telling you. Fill up with grub. Fill your pack with grub. Fill your hat with grub. Fill your boots with soup.